your place. That Sherry Marcucci asked me to bring up this song this week at the introduction of your palace or place. I think it's time we find out. Ladies and gents, boys and girls of all ages, here's your hostess with the mostest, and she's dancing today. She's dancing all over the studio. It's Sherry Marcucci.
Good morning. Good morning. And I'm excited to be here today, and I am dancing in my seat right now because...
you are.
Well, it's no secret, I'm sure, that the palace, which, by the way, this is your palace, your place, a show that's heard twice a month on WATR in Waterbury, Connecticut, and it's about the Palace Theater in Waterbury and all that's going on here, as well as things going on culturally and kind of life stuff going on in the region, in the state, kind of what's to be in the know. You want to be at your palace, your place. And this weekend, you really want to be at your palace, your place, because you won't be dancing in your seat. You'll be dancing in the streets. That's the show we have coming. And you know, Tom, I don't know if you know this or not.
No.
But Dancing in the Streets was actually the forerunner, came before that other show that features Motown.
Oh, that show that mentions Motown.
That other show that's been in town or in the state.
We're getting some feedback from your headsets there.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they're around your neck. That's why.
I'm getting so excited, and I'm twisting and turning here. But anyway, we have Dancing in the Streets coming. And if any of you are listening and you went to see the Temps and Tops a couple of weeks ago.
Loved it.
And I know you were there, Tom, and so was just about everybody in Greater Waterbury, because I've heard so much wonderful feedback about the show. This is going to take you to that next level, because it's all the hits that you remember from the Motown canon and all the stars that sang and created some wonderful, wonderful music that we all love to dance to. So I would get myself to the Palace Theater this Saturday evening. Show's at 8 o'clock. There are still tickets, so call our box office this morning at 203-346-2000 or go online, palacetheaterct.org, or stop by and see us in person. We love to see you. So that's coming up. Then we have another show next week, April 7th. Is that That's Wednesday or Thursday, April 7th? The third. I don't want to say the wrong information. It's April 7th. I know that much. And it's a show that is so timely and will have you not dancing in your seats, but laughing in your seats. We have the satirical comedy troupe, political comedy troupe, Capital Steps, coming on April 7th.
Thursday.
It's next Thursday. Thank you, Tom. And I mean, I was saying to Joyce Petaway, who I chatted with after you interviewed her, Tom, and you know, I said this is some political season. I'm not sure if we should be laughing or crying, but I think it's my earrings that keep creating this noise, so maybe I should just take it off. I'm
first
sorry.
She was dancing.
See,
now she's taking off her earrings.
This is life, folks. I'm taking things off here.
I know. And gosh, what's going to happen here today?
Anyway, and this show is funny. What is that? It is.
It's the headsets around your neck. There.
All right. There we go. I thought I was dinging and dang. This is this is April Fool's Day. So anything goes. And, you know, anyway. But the show is fun, funny. And we're going to talk to one of the co-creators of this show a little later in our show this morning, Elena Newport. And, you know, I just can't wait to talk to her, because I can't wait to see the show, because it will be laugh out loud funny. And then I got a call at 7:30 this morning from our first guest, who told me that he and another guest who I was expecting wouldn't be able to be here in studio, but trooper that he is, Lewis Lockman from the Waterbury Chamber, and the membership director, actually, and he's definitely not feeling tip-top right now. I think he's even calling from his doctor's office. He agreed to still fulfill the commitment and talk to us a little bit by phone this morning. And before I bring Lou up on the phone, the chamber, actually, this was timely too, because the chamber had a big event yesterday. They had their annual meeting. It was a luncheon at La Bella Vista, which, by the way, one of our wonderful restaurant partners at the Palace. La Bella Vista is just a great place to have just about any big event. So, and anyway, the chamber had their annual event, and lots of, you know, interesting information was shared by Lynn Ward. I'm reading from this morning's Republican American. And the other gentleman who was to have been with us is a great guy, chamber member, attorney Tavis Tindall. And he was actually named, and I didn't even know this was happening when we booked him. He was named the chamber's ambassador of the year. And I can tell you firsthand that he's always, I get invited, as does Tavis, to the chamber's membership breakfast when they're talking to new members.
I do too, but I'm on the air.
Oh, well,
hard to do that.
Well, I get a chance to kind of talk to them, because chamber members, by the way, have a benefit. They get a discount on Palace Theater tickets, so as chamber members. So that's good for people listening if you're contemplating membership. I know their drive is getting ready to launch for their membership drive. So that's something I talk to them about. Anyway, Tavis always sponsors this membership breakfast. And he...
Now we're going to get those headsets back on.
I'm doing gymnastics now. if people could see what really goes on here. I mean, anyway, Tavis was going to be with us as well. So I just want to say Tavis is a great guy. And let's bring Lou up now. Lou, good morning. You're such a trooper to have agreed to be a part of the show, even though you're not tip-top this morning.
Oh, thank you, Sherry. I'm glad that I was able to work. And I'm no longer at the doctor's office. Went there. I'm all good. I'm in the car now. So, but I'm not driving. So everything is very safe.
Oh,
but
good. Safe and legal. Safe and legal.
Yes, exactly. Sure I wasn't able to join you at the studio. It sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun over there this morning.
Well, you know, we always have a lot of fun, and it's a fun place to be. And your palace, your place I hope it's an engaging, interesting show for those that are listening. And I know it is for us here in the studio. And certainly we love talking to not only people about our palace events, but about other events and our partners. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about this morning, Lou, is that the chamber and the palace have had several years back established a working partnership. And because I think we're both important organizations within the greater Waterbury community in terms of not only economic drivers for business, but also quality of life. And working together, we help enhance each other's what we have to offer. Would you like to speak to that, Lou?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I'm a huge supporter of arts and culture, you know, and I think it's a super, super important component, you know, to any community. And even though we are, you know, we're a business organization, you know, per se, you know, having partners like you guys, you know, supporting the arts and culture, the quality of life, it's really, really key to the overall picture of driving economic development and workforce development, all kinds of things in the Waterbury area. And I know I'm relatively still new, you know, at the chamber, and this partnership predates me a little bit, but I was happy that we were able to, that we met the other day, and, you know, we went over the relationship, and it's really great to be able to sit down with the Palace, which is just, you know, such an icon in the community, you know, and then also be able to be at the table with you guys in the chamber. You know, we're all on the same team, we're all working towards the same thing, And that's really what the chamber's about. When we work together, we're much stronger, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that, you know, you are right now getting geared up for your annual campaign to attract new members. And correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm pretty sure that one of the things that the chamber is certain to talk to a prospective business that's interested in moving into the area or becoming a chamber member, something that I'm sure you talk about is the Palace, and we appreciate that very much. Talk a little bit, and let our audience, if you're, you know, listening, you're a business owner, you don't know much about the chamber, or you're new to the area, new business. Lou, what's in it for them? Because that's what somebody wants to know. Why should I invest dollars? What are you going to do for me?
Well, how long is my time slot here? About an hour?
How about bullet points?
Oh, my bullet points. Okay. No, really, you know, the mission of the chamber is to act as a network resource and advocate for our members, you know, and really the three, you know, parts of that, like really how that translates is, you know, number one, there's connecting you with the business community and the community in general. So when, you know, the most successful businesses are the ones that are really connected and support the community that they do business in. Mm-hmm. And that's something that the chamber helps create. Another part of it, as acting as the network and the resource, is a marketing component. You know, we help promote your business. We help get the word out about your business. And then part of that marketing as well is networking events. You know, a lot of people, you know, think the chamber is all about just going out, you know, and you know, having a glass of wine after work, but it's really much more serious networking than that. On a daily basis, you know, we're making connections that are, you know, that are dollars and cents, that are making business happen for people, helping businesses grow. And the last piece is the advocacy piece, which a lot of people don't understand, or it's a little less known perhaps, but you know, we have a lobbyist on staff. You know, Lynn works very hard. We're a member of the Metro Chamber. You know, we work on our own as well as with other organizations to fight for the rights of businesses, of our member businesses. And everyone knows, you know, the political climate here in the state is a little bit challenging, but we're one of the organizations that is, you know, there in the ring, so to speak, you know, fighting for businesses of all sizes. So really those are the, you know, the main things: networking, marketing, you know, connection to the community, and the advocacy portion.
Well, you know, and I've heard this said many, many times when I've been over at the chamber for the new member orientations, and it's so true in any sphere of life. You get out of something what you put into it. So if, let's use an example many people can relate to. If you're trying to make a lifestyle change and get more exercise, you know, you're only going to get results if you put into it, if you do this and you make it a part of your daily, you know, life in some way, shape, or form. It's the same thing with a chamber membership. You can become a member and sit back and just do nothing. And you're probably not going to get a whole lot out of it. It's when you do those things, and I want to underscore for listeners the importance of the networking piece in particular, because that's something that, you know, it isn't just about let's go out and be social. It's about let's go out, be social, meet some people, introduce yourself, your business, because let's face it, don't most of us, when it comes time to do some sort of business transaction, look for somebody we know?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Lou?
Yeah, exactly, Sherry. And you know, you're a marketing professional, and we've talked a little bit of marketing. That's my background as well.
Right.
And it's really challenging, right? There's so many things, you know, digital and this and that, you know. And honestly, the tried and true ways work. You know, a handshake, you know, and meeting someone and telling them what you do. You know, people want to do business with people that they know,
yes,
people that they trust, people that they know are connected with the community, you know, and are good people. And you're right, the more you put in, the more you get out. But one great thing about, you know, chamber membership, as we were saying, a little bit of digital marketing, you know, we do have an online directory that helps, mm-hmm, people's businesses get found on our website. We do have some other opportunities with some digital marketing and things. And also, too, the advocacy portion, you know, you don't necessarily have to get involved. We're fighting that fight for you anyway.
Right.
So if there is a spectrum of membership, you know, depending on what you're looking to get out of it. And you're right. The more you put in, the more you get out. But there are a lot of businesses who can be very efficient with what they put in and definitely get a great return on investment without investing a ton of time or money into the membership.
So. And that's a good point. And I you know, that's, I'm glad you, you know, embellished that a little bit, because and part of your role is to, as you said, fight the fight in Hartford and even on the national level to advocate for what's best for a business to thrive. And, you know, I know we hear it said a lot that in Connecticut, it's not always business friendly, especially, you know, for a small business whose voice, you know, is their own voice. So by becoming a chamber member, you get the muscle and the power of that chamber connection and advocacy that you wouldn't get on your own. And that's a key thing. So you're right. I can become a chamber member and say, I really want, you know, I want to, you know, have some input or feel like my voice gets heard beyond just my little local arena. And that's what the chamber does. And it's a very important piece of what the chamber does for their members. Lou, I wish I could chat with you. Like you said, you have an hour and a half, but unfortunately I don't, we don't. No, you're probably, your voice is probably not your strong suit this morning if you're feeling a little under the weather there. So I want to just say thank you so much. We need to do this again, maybe have a little bit more time when at a different time. And I, you know, I thank you very much for the work that you and Lynn Ward and Courtney Legie and all of you collectively do over there at the Chamber in Waterbury. I know it's one of the most active, if not the most active chamber in Connecticut. And if you're a business person listening to this and you want more information, Lou, what's the chamber's number they should contact?
They can call us at 203-757-0701, or they can go to waterburychamber.com.
All right. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you real soon, and get well.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Take care. Take care. And we want to thank Louis Lockman, Director of Membership for the Waterbury Chamber. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back with Elena Newport, the co-producer and one of the smart, savvy people behind the comedy troupe Capital Steps. Stay tuned.
Entertaining possibilities. So Palace Theater, your palace, your place. Shows for the whole Waterbury Palace, your palace, your place. Entertaining new possibilities.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Home is better. Home is always better, and Companions and Homemakers has been providing live-in home care for over 25 years. Live-in home care allows you or a loved one to remain at home and to continue to enjoy familiar routines and comfortable surroundings. Best of all, we ensure the best match so you get just the right caregiver and just the right care. Live-in care means around-the-clock support. We will assist with daily household tasks like cooking, light cleaning, and laundry, and will help maintain medication schedules, transportation to doctors or other appointments, or maybe we'll just go to lunch. If personal care is needed, like bathing, dressing, or incontinence care, we do that too. We refer to those we care for as our clients, not our patients, and we customize their care based on each client's unique situation. Learn more by calling us or online at companionsandhomemakers.com. At Companions and Homemakers, we believe that home is better. Home is always better.
Are you interested in a more accurate mammogram? Hi, this is Casey Curdy of Naugatuck Valley Radiology, and we are proud to offer our patients the biggest breakthrough in breast cancer detection in 30 years. 3D mammography is now available at our Waterbury and Southbury locations. 3D mammography is proven to detect 41% more invasive cancers than 2D mammography, and also reduces the number of patients who are called back for further imaging by up to 40%. There is no additional radiation, and although the compression is the same, the soft, flexible paddles result in a more comfortable experience. When it is time to schedule your mammogram, choose 3D at Naugatuck Valley Radiology. Please visit nvranet.com or call us today at 203-346-4020 for additional information. Naugatuck Valley Radiology. High quality, lower cost.
1320 WATR. Good morning. It's 9:31. Time for us to check your temperature and your weather as well. Currently, we have 59 degrees outside our Waterbury studios.
This time and temperature is brought to you by the Savings Bank of Danbury. Get your mortgage done your way at Savings Bank of Danbury. Apply online at sbdanbury.com. Savings Bank of Danbury, equal housing lender.
Good morning, Tom. Starting out the month of April with some April showers today. Occasional showers, risk for an afternoon thunderstorm, 65 to 70. Showers ending tonight, remaining mostly cloudy, mid-40s. More showers tomorrow, 55 to 60, with a high wind watch late Saturday night through Sunday morning. Sunday becoming mostly sunny, windy and colder, 40. Some snow Monday morning, changing to rain, chilly upper 40s. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jacquemin.
Thank you, Bill. Right now, 59 degrees outside of Waterbury Studios. You're in tune with Your Palace, Your Place on WATR. Sherry Marcucci, your hostess, she's dancing again. She keeps dancing today. Now, let's find out why right now at WATR. Here's Sherry Marcucci.
Thank you, Tom, and welcome back, everybody, to Your Palace, Your Place. Yes, I'm dancing. I'm just a happy person today. It's April Fool's Day, and I guess that makes you feel a little light and comedic, I guess. But I think the bigger reason I'm feeling happy is that online right now we have Elena Newport, who is the producer and co-creator of the phenomenally funny comedy, political satire comedy troupe, Capital Steps. Good morning, Elena.
Good morning. I want to point out that if people come to see the Capitol Steps, they will get to see not only you dancing, but Vladimir Putin dancing shirtless on stage.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I've been looking forward to this interview so much because I'm sure it's going to be funny. So, but before we get and dig really in deep, Elena, tell listeners, some who may not know Capital Steps or have seen you yet, who are coming to the Palace Theater next Thursday evening, April 7th, by the way, which we talked about earlier. Tell them what it is.
Well, the Capital Steps are kind of an odd thing. We started as a group of Senate staffers who decided to put on a comedy show and write some songs. At the time, it was back in the 80s, so it was Ronald Reagan, and we decided to just do this for our office party. And the joke that we've always used is that we had hoped to put on the traditional nativity play, but we couldn't find three wise men and a virgin because we worked in Congress. So this was 1981, and we decided to do this for just the party, and we thought, well, somebody will tell us to stop or fire us or both, but nobody has told us. Now, 35 years later, we're still going. We're touring the country, making fun of the politicians, and I have to tell you, this is the best year we've ever had.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, you have so much material, you could be having a different show probably every day.
It is. It's very hard to keep up with. It's almost like the politicians are working for the comedians this year. Like, they're thinking, what can we do? Okay, we can't solve all the problems. We might as well give the country, like, a good laugh, all right?
Well, you're certainly, I'm sure, adding to the public good in that respect.
Because I hope so.
Otherwise, we'd be crying, I think. But right. Now, what I found interesting is you started this when you were, doing this as you said, for a Christmas party, and it caught on, and people loved what you did. But in the back of your minds, weren't you a little worried what your bosses might be,
you know,
losing your jobs?
You know, we worked, back at the time, we worked for Senator Charles Percy from Illinois, and he was one of those moderate Republicans that you don't find in the wild anymore.
Uh-huh.
You just don't see them anymore. So we thought, well, he'll probably tell us to stop. But we thought, well, maybe to spread the risk around a little bit, we'll make fun of both sides. We will, you know, we'll brought some House people in, some Senate people, and we thought, let's make fun of everybody, and then maybe that spreads the risk around a little bit, and it gives us twice the jokes. So the Capitol steps have always committed themselves from day one to say, bipartisan, all in good fun, let's get everybody, laugh at the guy you like, the guy you don't like, you know, and have a good time.
Okay, so who have been, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but who have been some of your best subjects to turn into comedy material? And we'll get to Donald Trump.
As opposed to the current crop that we have.
As opposed to that, let's talk about the past.
You know, Bill Clinton was the golden age of political satire, or so we thought at the time. You know, it was almost hard to be funnier than Bill Clinton was. Some of the stories that actually happened, because you know, comedy is based on exaggeration, so you had things that were actually happening in the headlines that you almost could just get up and read. And then, but then I actually really loved George Bush, because George W. Bush, because as a writer, he was so fun. You could have him. How would George Bush say this, or how would he mangle the language when he's saying it? You know, talking about his self-defecating sense of humor or whatever.
And did you ever hear back from any of your subjects? I mean, some, you know, you're doing it in good fun, but everybody's got an ego and everybody's got a sore spot, I'm sure, especially politicians. So do you ever hear back like, that didn't go over so well with so-and-so?
Well, that was one of the surprises that we had over the years, because we thought we'd get a lot of complaints. We thought people would, you know, think we shouldn't be doing this as respectable staffers. And that was one of the surprises, that a lot of these politicians invited us to perform, several presidents.
Oh.
One senator did get very mad one time. It was Al D'Amato from New York. And he came up after the show. He was mad because we didn't have a song about him.
That's great. Well, it's true, I guess. You know, if you're, no matter what the headline is, as long as you're in the headline, that's a good thing.
Yeah, politician does not like to be ignored.
No, that's for sure.
So I always encourage politicians to get in scandals. You know, do what they can.
To give you material.
Right,
just keep
exactly.
Going. Sure.
What's bad for the country is good for the Capitol Steps.
So how big is your troupe? How many people? And do you have multiple shows happening at the same time? Or how's
that? We have a pool of performers, of 20, maybe 25 performers. But when we come to Waterbury, what we'll do is we'll bring five performers, three men and two women.
Okay.
But we'll do about 30 songs and skits in the show. So if you do the math, you'll realize that the woman who plays Hillary has to play Nancy Pelosi and has to play Angela Merkel and, you know, Sarah Palin maybe, and, you know, running on and off, changing wigs, changing accents. One time we were told we had more costume changes than a Cher concert, which I thought was really a nice compliment.
So you started off with some staffers, but as you've developed this troupe of 25 to 30 people, are they still coming from the staffers on the Hill, or are they professional actors and actresses?
Well, we have a mix now. We have about half and half.
Okay.
Because when we first started, we had a strict rule. Okay, you have to work on Capitol Hill. You can't join the Capitol Steps. But when Clinton got so funny in 1996, we started adding some Washington area performers because we had so many shows. We do several hundred shows a year. We travel the country. We've been to all 50 states, and so we needed to add some Washington area performers to keep it going.
Will we in Waterbury get to hear any new material or a new parody, new song that you haven't tried out elsewhere?
Well, we're trying. We tried a new one just this week.
Uh-huh.
I wrote a song based on the fact that after Super Tuesday, it was reported widely that the most Googled phrase was, "How do I move to Canada?" Right. So our new closer is how we can all move to Canada. And it's got a large blow-up of Justin Trudeau, which is
Oh, interesting.
Candy for you.
Well, I cannot wait to see this show. I don't know if you're listening and you're intrigued at all. And like I said, if you haven't been to one of the shows, you have been to the Palace in the past.
Yeah,
way back
beautiful theater.
Thank you. We think so too. But if you haven't seen them yet, and this will be the year you truly want to see this show. I mean, because I can't imagine that there's any better material
if you ever wanted to see Barack Obama sing a rock song and Donald Trump sing a show tune and Vladimir Putin dance shirtless, this is the show. Don't miss it.
Well, Elena, I'm certainly not going to miss it, and I'm looking forward to the chance to see your entire troupe come and laugh and meet you, hopefully. So I want to thank you for getting up early and joining us this morning.
Thank you for not having it super early.
Well, it could have been worse, right? It could have been worse, but we'll see you next Thursday.
Thanks for having us on.
You're very welcome, Elena. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Elena Newport from the comedy troupe The Capitol Steps, coming to the Waterbury Palace Theater next Thursday, April 7th, 7:30 p.m. And there are tickets. Give us a call, 203-346-2000, or go to our website at palacetheaterct.org. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and then we have another interview with another gentleman, a real icon of the music industry, coming up next, so stay tuned.
For the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Transitioning from the Access Health Qualified Health Plan to Medicare is important. Hi, this is Kiara from Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging, a nonprofit agency that provides free and unbiased information to seniors and younger persons with disabilities. On Wednesday, May 19, 2016, Western Connecticut, along with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, will host a presentation for those new to Medicare, either because you're turning 65 or getting Medicare due to disability. Learn more about your Medicare coverage options and state and federal programs that may help cover Medicare costs at this presentation. For more information and to make reservations, call Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging at 203-757-5449.
Renovate, redecorate, or consolidate. Turn high-interest credit card debt into one low monthly payment with a fixed-rate home equity line of credit from Savings Bank of Danbury. The equity in your home could be money in the bank with a great rate and easy access to your funds. Visit any Savings Bank of Danbury office. Apply online at sbdanbury.com or call 844-SBD-BANK. Savings Bank of Danbury, Connecticut's local bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the words of Sir Carl Jenkins, the Peacemakers is dedicated to the memory of all those who lost their lives during armed conflict. This large-scale work premiered at Carnegie Hall in 2012. It's based on the theme of peace, utilizing a wide range of texts from a variety of languages, religions, and authors, including Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, Albert Schweitzer, Nelson Mandela, and Anne Frank. It'll receive its Litchfield premiere on Saturday, April 9th at 8 p.m. at St. Michael's Episcopal Church, and its Waterbury premiere on Saturday, April 10th at 4 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church. His music is dedicated to the memory of all those who lost their lives during armed conflict. Jenkins became the first Welsh composer to be honored with knighthood. The Waterbury Chorale is directed by Maestro Joseph J. Giacomino. The program will also feature the Waterbury Chorale Orchestra and accompanist Jenny Lee. Tickets sold in advance at $20 and $25 at the door. For more information and to purchase tickets online, go to waterburychorale.org.
Oh my God, she's singing to herself.
Lip syncing.
She's trying to sing. Your Palace, Your Place, back to a very happy Sherry Marcucci today. She's dancing and singing to this song.
You can't help it. I mean, you just can't help it. I can't.
There's a reason I'm dancing
in my seat in the streets, because that's coming tomorrow night, 8 p.m.
To the Palace.
To the Palace. All the fabulous Motown songs that you love, you'll be dancing in the aisles. And I forgot to mention earlier that we have a special opportunity. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, on select seats in the mezzanine in the orchestra, in the upper orchestra, we have $10 off seats. So, you know, if you're, you know, saying, oh, gee, that sounds like fun. Yes, I do want to go. Why don't you save yourself 10 bucks? Call us today. Come and see us. And you can save yourself $10.
Well, if two people go, it's $20. If four folks, it's $40.
That's right. I love the way
ten
you think.
10 people, it's $100.
Right. So you're creating a party and you're saving big time.
You could buy more drinks in the lobby.
That's it. So we'll get you one way or another. No.
Right.
No, you can have a great, great time. So please, please call us. Now, online, I told you there was a music icon we were going to be talking to this morning. And while he is somebody who's channeling, I guess, a music icon is a better way to say it. We have on the phone this morning with us Michael Gagliano. Michael, good morning.
Gagliano.
I should know that. I'm Sherry Marcucci.
No, just Gagliano.
Gagliano. Michael is with the show that's coming to the Palace April 15th and 16th through three performances, Let It Be. And for those of you who might not know, but I'm sure you're all pretty smart out there listening, Let It Be is the story, or not, it's a show about, of course, the music of the icons, the Beatles. And Michael gets to play, I guess you would say he was the lead Beatle, wasn't he? John Lennon?
He was the Beatle, all right,
He was sort of, I don't know, I always, when I think of the Beatles, well, I think of Lennon and McCartney. So as the two that really gave it its breath, and, you know, that's who I think of when I think of the Beatles. But you get to play John Lennon, correct?
I do, yeah. Nice to see you. How are you? You all right?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Well,
nice to speak to you this morning.
Nice to speak to you, and I feel like you're speaking to me in your alter ego. Are you?
No, not at all. This is how I speak normally.
Oh, okay. Well, Michael,
I could put on the accent for you, but it'd be a little bit early.
Oh, you're going to play with me. This is April Fool's. I get it. This has been a wild morning already. So I'm ready for you.
It's going to get wilder.
Oh, boy. Okay. So tell us about, Michael, tell the audience a little bit about this show, because it is a bit different than other Beatles shows you may have been to, or, you know, tribute shows. This is different. So tell the audience what to expect.
Yeah, we're sort of going somewhere else with this, really. We're sort of breaking new grounds. We're sort of incorporating the Beatles' solo years, like in an imaginary reunion concert. We're sort of doing that, as well as all the great Beatles classics that everyone's used to hearing. We're sort of going somewhere else with it. We're sort of twisting it a little bit.
Okay.
By including, like, this imaginary reunion concert where the Beatles kind of... They kind of get back together.
Wow, that would be like a lot of people's dream show to see, wouldn't it?
Exactly. So imagine going to see the Beatles and they don't split up. Yeah, so you get to hear some solo hits and also the usual Beatle classics that everyone loves so much.
What are some of the songs that are part of this show that have not been in other Beatles shows? I know that, correct me here if I'm wrong, I'm thinking that the same people that produced the previous very well-received show, Rain, are also behind this show?
I don't really know all the ins and outs of like the historical sense of how the show came together, but what I do know is that the audience can come and, you know, not only do they get to see the Beatles and hear the Beatles come to life, but also they get to they kind of get this imaginary dream sequence where the Beatles actually come back together, and you know, of course they had so many hits individually as well, which you wouldn't normally get to hear in a normal Beatle sort of concept. So you get all their amazing solo work as well, and hopefully people will love that concept. You know, well, they're loving it already. I can tell you that. They're already coming to see us. We're already out on the road already, and they're coming to see us, and they're loving it. So, so hopefully the people in Waterbury will love it too.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you know this, that Beatles fans are diehards, and this, because this is something they could only imagine. Little play on words there.
I like that. Very good.
Thank you. And I think that this is something that those diehards will flock to. And I know they've been flocking to it because this was created in London, in the West End, and, you know, has been successful and now is crossing the pond, as they say, going across North America. And I know I live with a Beatles nut. So my husband is, you know, one of those. And this would be something that
there's millions of us all over the world.
There are, and that's wonderful because, of course, you know, it gets old to say it, but this is music that never gets old. I mean, you could be 10, you could be 110, and you know this music.
Well, you sort of just described the Beatles demographic. Really, it's like from small children to 110 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, their music is amazing, and it sort of represents the hope inside of what it is to be a human being. Their music is just that good, really. And even when they split up, you know, they were pretty powerful individually as well. And those songs are also represented in the show. But yeah, the show's been a massive success. It's been all around the world. It's been in the West End, Broadway for years, and also was on Broadway. So, you know, it's a pretty well-established, amazing musical, you know, that everybody knows. So this is kind of like a revised, twisted part two version of it, where it sort of does something a little bit different, and trust me, it is amazing. Even just being on stage, I kind of like to step out myself and watch it. You know, it's a bit of a spectacle. So I urge people who love the Beatles definitely to come and watch it.
It must be such a you must treat this with such reverence, I would think, as an actor and as a musician, to be able to be entrusted to recreate this music and this time and these personas. I mean, what a privilege it must be.
It is a massive privilege, and it is something that I, quite rightly, I'm really proud to be allowed to do. You know, the guy's probably the most important artist that ever lived on the planet. Mm-hmm. So to get to sort of like be in that persona and play that person, and it comes with a great weight of responsibility. You see how much they mean to people, and you're playing them. And of course, you know, like to make everybody happy and try and do an amazing job feels like a great pair of shoes to have to fill, but you know, but hopefully I do some justice to it. I love the man and I love the band so much, but hopefully people will see that when they come to see us.
Well, I'm sure that they will, Michael. We're speaking right now to Michael Gagliano.
Gagliano.
Gagliano, like the wine. I'm sorry. Gagliano, who plays John Lennon in the upcoming presentation of Let It Be, coming to the Palace Theater April 15th and 16th. And Michael, I am sure that people, just by listening to you talk this morning, understand how much this show means to you. And I know you have a history in playing in other Beatles tribute shows, but I'm sure that that comes across. And we are looking forward to not only your performance, but the performances of the rest of your bandmates in a couple of weeks. And I thank you, because I know you need to scoot out. You have another press opportunity that you have to take care of right now. So I thank you for your time this morning, and look forward to you being with us on our stage at the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut in a couple of weeks. And
it's going to be amazing.
Thank you so much. Have a great couple of weeks, and we'll see you soon. We have a couple of minutes left to our show, Tom, and we're going to just talk a little bit about, I don't know if any of you are seeing and hearing about the Palace Theater's upcoming subscription series for next year. It's awesome. It's amazing.
Yes.
We have I have to give credit to Frank Tavera, our CEO, for the wonderful work he's done in bringing some great titles to Waterbury next season. Beginning in October, we have Dirty Dancing coming. And I have seen, some of the clips from the show. It is good. It is hot. It's sizzling. And you know what? The story is so classic. It's the movie. And this is interesting. I just talked to their press representatives yesterday. This is the movie, and it's not, how do I say this? It's the classic movie come to the stage. It's not a musical in the sense of there's a song every time something. The music is sung by other people in the show, not the main characters. The main characters don't sing.
Wow.
They dance,
that's
though, and boy, do they dance.
That's
I'm telling
part,
you.
Huh?
And that, that relationship is sparking all over the place. I mean, I know I saw the movie when it came out, so I'm one of the originals. You know, I was and loved it then and still love it, and I know we will love that show. And then we have things like a week-long engagement of Kinky Boots,
yeah.
The Sound of Music, Once, and I'm forgetting Once. But there's five shows. And then the following fall is part of the anchor.
Cinderella.
How could I forget Cinderella in February next year? But the following season, we've already booked. Actually, I know another show, but I can't say it. But the anchor of that season in 17-18 is a two-week engagement of the Phantom of the Opera. So we have arrived. We are here to stay. The Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut. And I just want to thank everybody for listening to our show. I hope you find it enjoyable. And we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. And remember, stay tuned for your local news and Larry Rifkin with Talk of the Town coming up next. And do something you love with someone you love this weekend. Bye-bye.